Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? Whoa, it is 10:05 this morning. I'm 5 minutes late. Hey, I tried to log on. I had all kind of problems. I mean, problems and then more problems and then more problems after that. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me. This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and I do appreciate you joining me this Monday morning. Feeling good? Grab yourself your favorite cup of java. You heard the song. It is coffee chatter time. First of all, a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood this weekend. Did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Coming out number one this weekend. Is anybody surprised? Sully, starring Tom Hanks. Of course, it was number one last week. Tom Hanks whooping butt at the box office this weekend, made over $22 million, or actually made $22 million, not bad at all. Remember, these are all just estimations, so if I'm wrong, I apologize, but they made a smidget over $22 million there. And number two, Blair Witch Project. Do you remember the first Blair Witch Project? Okay, well, this one, of course, Michael Bay film right here, Blair Witch. That was interesting now, interesting. This one made just about $10 million. Not bad at all, not bad at all. Anyway, number three, Bridget Jones' Diary made, about $8.5 million there. Now, isn't it funny how we have these films that have all these double digits, multi-million, $22 million, sometimes they make $100 million. But if you notice the box office this time, you know, $9 million, $10 million, a little bit different here. But anyway, summer's coming to an end. Number four, a lot of talk about this movie, Snowden. That one, surprisingly, that one made over $8 million. But again, not the $22, not the $100 million. Again, summer's over. People are back in school. The children are back in school. College students are back. Times are changing. Seasons are changing, so it's a little drop here. And I just think it's really interesting. Number five, Don't Breathe. That one made a little bit over $5.5 million. Not bad at all. Number six, Where the Bow Breaks. That one again made just a smidgen over $5.5 million. Number seven, Suicide Squad. That one made just about $5 million there. Number eight, The Wild Life. Great animation kids film, made almost $3 million there. Number nine, Kubo and the Two Strings. That one made, now listen to these amounts, just about $3 million there. Number 10, Pete's Dragon 2016, made a little bit over $2 million there. So I thought it was really interesting to see the drop. We've gone from the big summer blockbusters film, the grossing film, to a little bit more calm at the, what can I say, at the box office. So, hey, anyway, different times, different change in seasons. Have you noticed how the days have been getting shorter? I'm sure you have. I was driving home really, really late last night, and all of a sudden, I look out and I say, man, it's 8 o'clock, 8:30, it's pitch black outside. Thought that was really, really strange. Okay, anyway, moving on to, let's see, what can I say here? So much going on. Baby number nine, whoa, Mel Gibson, gonna be a papa again, allegedly. Rosalind Ross, gonna have a baby, gonna be Mel Gibson's ninth child. So, very good, you know. I'm sure he's a great dad. He seems like a really cool guy. I know he's had his issues in the news, but hey, everybody has issues sometimes here or there. Not issues, but everybody has problems. So, he's a human being. But anyway, baby number nine, congratulations to Mel Gibson there. I haven't seen him too much, but, you know, it's Hollywood. People come, people go, and all of that. All right, moving on to, if you're a big guy, remember the show, County? Remember the Dugars? Okay, 19 kids in County. Well, then the children broke off, and they had shows. Well, it looks like perhaps, allegedly, it could be just a rumor, is another Dugars kids show going to be canceled? Here we go again with all those rumors. So who knows? There's 19 of them. So if they cancel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, hey, you know, they got a lot of room to cancel a lot of shows there. All right, let's talk about Hollywood. And okay, I hope you can hear me. I told you I was having problems logging in. Right in the middle of the show, it just goes dead. Don't ask me why, but it just went dead. Anyway, I hope that you can hear me. I'm not sure. My computer is giving me a very faint signal, so I'm not really sure what's going on here. But anyway, back to some Hollywood information, I hope. Yeah, flashing again. Anyway, hope it's all good. We'll try it again. Huh, I'm just waiting to. Okay. All right, strange show today. I did my best to try to log in, but I kept getting bumped off. Don't know what's going on with the wireless service. Don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. I can see my computer telling me that it's about to go out. But anyway, everybody, strange show today. Make it a great day or not, the choice is always up to you. I will talk to you next Monday morning. Whatever happens in your day, don't give up. Just keep on going. Much love, much peace. Bye-bye.